This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor to the show, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Indeed.
Tonight will be the first debate, which, of course, I don't even know when that starts because I don't have regular television. But I'll find out about it. We'll break that down tomorrow night, among other things. Tonight we're just going to sort of recap a few things that have happened in the last few days. Just because it's the lull before the storm. Like, back on the 21st, which... It was sort of out there, but it isn't really out there. As those riots were beginning in Charlotte, supposedly over the death of an unarmed black man named Keith Lamont Scott, which was really just, that was just an excuse to get together and break things. We know he was armed. We know he was advancing on uniformed police with a gun in his hand when he was shot. One of the violent criminals who took advantage of the room to burn that was provided by Mayor Jennifer Roberts apparently saw a rival during the festive rioting and decided to take advantage of the crowd to settle a personal score. Now, originally reported dead, the man that he shot basically had his head turned into a canoe by one of his peers and was last reported clinging to life for as long as they keep him plugged in. Instead of accepting responsibility, the rioters blamed the cops. And then they escalated their criminal actions. Here's them seeking justice by looting a souvenir store in Charlotte. They'll no doubt blame police for looting a Charlotte Hornets fan club and looting Epicenter Sundries and looting the local CVS and other stores. Why do they always go for the CVS? For the drugs? Maybe. I don't know. And general robbery. And they needed that cash drawer stolen from a local business for social justice. In one event, they pulled the cash register apart, took it outside, stripped it, and then left it in the middle of the street. But they didn't stop with robbery, looting, and arson either. They decided to start beating up reporters that were reporting on the riot. And why stop beating them up? Why not knock them unconscious and then try to burn them alive in front of their peers? They tried to throw a still photographer into fire in uptown Charlotte. You know what we're missing, though? We're missing something. Why not racially profile innocent motorists on nearby streets and try to drag them out of their cars for their little Reginald Denny treatment? There we have, there's some video of people surrounding vehicles driving along 277 near College Street. Now, what am I about to say? I say, with full comprehension and understanding of what I'm telling you, and if anybody finds this inflammatory, well, then so be it. Because I haven't heard this said yet. Black Lives Matter has had a hand in orchestrating riots around this country over the deaths of one violent criminal after another. And Black Lives Matter loyalists have carried out murders and attempted murders of police officers around the country to protest for social justice with boring regularity. But in Charlotte, their depravity really was illuminated now, wasn't it? Not only did they conduct themselves as the common mob of vicious criminal looters, as we now know them to be, they're actually up their game to include attempted murder of other rioters during the middle of the riot itself. When that wasn't enough, they began attacking members of the media and even tried to roast one of them like a human marshmallow before he could be saved. When that didn't satisfy them, they began attacking motorists based on the color of their skin. It is sheer dumb luck that they have not killed somebody else in Charlotte. Black Lives Matter is not about justice of the social variety or otherwise or anything resembling it. They are a domestic terrorist group. They're attempting to bully law enforcement into allowing even greater levels of depravity and insisting that, you know, treating the criminally violent as a newly protected class, they're not going to be happy till that happens. And they are now American ISIS. That's not my phrase, that's Bob Owens, but I like it. American ISIS. They attempted to burn a fellow American citizen alive for their own amusement. This is ISIS. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory belatedly activated the North Carolina National Guard last night and promised the deployment of the paramilitary state troopers. And he was considering a curfew for the 22nd. I don't know how that happened. I don't even know if that would stop American ISIS. But what will happen when those domestic terrorists reemerge ever more violent and sadistic in your city? I don't know what will happen if it appears around here. I have told you plans I have and everything else, and I've got to, you know, I don't want to get out there and be telegraphic, okay? I think that they need to meet resistance if they decide to raise up. Yeah, I did. I saw a picture of somebody they tried to surround, and he pulled a gun and stuck it out of the car. And they let him through. Rioters are not, just because they're rioting and they're criminals and everything, that doesn't mean they've completely lost all of their senses. Just most of them. So, I've been carrying my Glock 19. I'm going to have to devise a way now to switch to the 17 to go to the higher capacity. And in addition to at least two spares, I may figure out a way to carry my Happy Stick, which is my 33-round extended capacity magazine. That may have to go in a kit or something. I may have to start, I'm carrying a backpack most places I go now. I'll have to devise a kit. It may have to be just a dedicated carry kit. And we'll go from there, and we'll see what we get. Unfortunately, the backpack that I profiled yesterday, not big enough to break an AR-15 down. Or I would do that too. This Cascade Mall shooter, they were describing him as Hispanic. We're going to talk about the weird facts concerning the Hispanic shooter when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio on Debate Night. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed. If you haven't seen, has anybody noticed that the coverage of the shooting at Cascade Mall, I mean, it's not what we normally get. It's not what we normally get. Here we have a Turk, a Muslim, who claims to have pledged allegiance to ISIS, who has gotten out there and he's had a shoot. He stole a Ruger 22, I believe it is, from his father, went on a little shooting spree, left five people dead, and we're not hearing that much about it. Unlike any other mass shooting in U.S. history since the advent of radio, this horrendous act has virtually disappeared from headlines in less than 48 hours. And if you follow the history of this case, it's illustrated for several reasons. To begin with, looking at the video of him, they tentatively identified him as Hispanic. They released surveillance video of him, and they identified the suspect as Hispanic. Coming from Sergeant Mark Francis on Twitter, active shooter description, Hispanic male wearing gray, last seen walking towards I-5 from Cascade Mall, Burlington. The problem with this is that the 20-year-old Turkish immigrant to the United States is Arkan Setin, and he is a member of the Religion of Peace. You can imagine the political correctness wafting towards your face, blowing from the exhausted vents at the Seattle PD as they leapt at the straw that the gunman was Hispanic. Now, and the gun. This 20-year-old kid is a convicted felon and unable to buy a firearm, so he stole a .22 caliber hunting rifle from his father. It wasn't an AR-15, it wasn't black, and it didn't even look scary. And then an exact quote from USA Today, it wasn't terrorism. Coming from USA Today, despite rumors about Islamic terrorism, authorities said during a news conference last Saturday, there is no evidence of the shooting being terror-related. The motive remains unclear, but law enforcement sources told KING-TV Sutton's ex-girlfriend used to work at the Macy's where the shooting happened. However, she has not worked there in months and now lives in another county. The reason that this shooting is not getting wall-to-wall coverage is very damned simple to explain here. The shooter is a Muslim immigrant. The weapon was obtained illegally and is aesthetically unobjectionable. And the lack of a clear motive hints that the motive was very clear. And this caps off a week in which virtually every one of Donald Trump's critiques of society is proven correct. It doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative doesn't get to play here, so it doesn't get to, Back to the shooter, he's a legal permanent resident who had immigrated to the U.S. from Turkey. He was discovered zombie-like, they said, on Saturday evening after they responded to a tip-off following an intensive 24-hour manhunt. He was unarmed at the time of his arrest. They claim the motive still remains unclear. This is going to be like the video that started the Benghazi attack. The ex-girlfriend that worked at Macy's is going to be the video in this case. Just superimpose that there. The suspect had been charged three times with domestic assault against his stepfather and had been ordered by a judge not to possess a firearm, according to the Seattle Times. At a Saturday press conference, the FBI said terrorism was not a suspected motive. 20-year-old, who was initially described by authorities as Hispanic, was discovered by police in the city of Oak Harbor, about 30 miles from the site of the shooting. Mike Hawley, an Island County Sheriff's Lieutenant, said he spotted Seton from a patrol car Saturday and immediately recognized him. I literally hit my brakes, did a quick turn. I jumped out. We both jumped out with our guns, and he just froze. He was carrying a satchel with a computer in it. He was kind of zombie-like. Jail records indicate that Seton faces five counts of first-degree murder and is being held without bail, but has yet to be formally charged. That has happened now. Authorities said Seton was expected to appear in court today. Burlington Mayor Steve Sexton said the shooting had probably changed forever the small town of 8,600 people, which lies about 60 miles north of Seattle. This was a senseless act. It was the world knocking on our doorstep, and it came to our little community, he said this past Saturday. See, I have a problem, a little problem with that mindset. Whenever I see one of these shootings, I imagine it happening here, because it very easily could happen anywhere. And no matter where it happens, I am aware that that could happen anywhere. So every time it happens, I reassess what I'm looking around here, what I see around here. And these people that sit around and say, well, if it's not happening here, it doesn't really matter. If I don't see it, it's not real. Get your heads out of the sand, idiots. Death is coming. Terrorism is coming to your doorstep. Call this what you want to call it. We know what it was. He knows why he did it. While you guys are sitting around trying to figure out a way to explain away another Islamic lone wolf inspired by ISIS shooter, we're going to have to sit around and, I don't know why the police and the FBI are becoming politically motivated. I really don't. When did they become Democrats? Didn't the Democrats throw you guys under the bus? Don't worry about creating a panic. The sheep are too busy not noticing. Don't worry about creating a panic, okay? By all means. When we get back, well, there's some more politicians talking some smack. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show on debate night is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Indeed. Those of you like to roll your own, that's where you can find some of the best parts for the direct impingement platform that you've ever found. Well, there are those that think the presidential race is getting tighter. That's only on the Hillary Clinton side. They think it's getting tighter. Right now, she's panicking. And her supporters are panicking, and they're in a desperate way to find a way to discredit not just Donald Trump, but those of us, and I'm one of them, that would support him. Last Sunday, make that yesterday, a Clinton surrogate from Virginia added to the candidate's own list of names for Trump voters, which most recently included deplorable and irredeemable, by describing them, me, as mentally deficient. Northern Virginia delegate Mark Levine issued the characterization during a Fox News segment that discussed comments Donald Trump made during a campaign rally in Miami on September 16th. During a speech, Trump made a pointed argument about the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton calling for gun control, even if, as she is constantly surrounded by bodyguards armed with guns. He said, I think her bodyguards should drop all weapons. They should disarm. I think they should disarm immediately. Take the guns away. She doesn't want guns. He then went on to provide further examples of Clinton's sense of arrogance and entitlement. The Miami audience laughed, and they understood Trump's point. So it's fine for elites to dictate how the rest of America should live as long as the same rules don't apply to them. Pantsuits supporters and operatives, however, ludicrously tried to portray the comment as a call to assassinate the Democratic candidate. Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, has a pattern of inciting people to violence. Pantsuits campaign manager told that to the media. By the same reasoning, of course, Pantsuit herself would be calling for violence against ordinary Americans by suggesting that they too should forfeit for keeping guns at hand for self-defense. While their latest spin on Trump's comments is new, his use of the bodyguard example is not. He made the same point when at the NRA annual meeting in May. He said then, let their bodyguards immediately disarm. No, they should immediately disarm it. Let's see how good they do. Let's see how they feel walking around without their guns or their bodyguards. And he got the same reaction in Louisville as they got in Miami, laughter and applause. The remark is amusing for the very reason that it's preposterous to think that Clinton or any presidential candidate would forego traveling with armed security. But it's equally preposterous that Clinton thinks her own safety deserves such protection while insisting that we shouldn't have the means to protect ourselves. And it clearly irritates her supporters when their hypocrisy is exposed. After the Fox anchor mentioned the pantsuit basket of deplorable statements, Levine doubled down on slandering Trump supporters. I think Donald Trump is appealing to people who are mentally deficient. I really do, the Northern Virginia Democrat said. Now, this is, you know, he had just finished saying at that particular moment that he thinks Trump's remarks were out of bounds. But Levine does not think that slamming or demeaning the Trump supporters is not out of bounds. And this makes him the perfect apologist for his party's presidential contender, hypocritical, mean-spirited, contemptuous of anybody who would disagree with him. And this is just politics, as usual, for the Clinton campaign. This is just the way it goes. This is business as it is in the Clinton land. Now, what do I say about this? Well, the part that is, I do not begrudge Hillary Clinton Secret Service protection any more than I do anybody else who has been at the White House. Jimmy Carter still gets it. The only one I know of who ever got rid of his Secret Service support was Nixon, who retained his own private security firm. I don't know if by law they have to have Secret Service support. So, however that works out, it would be a blow. And it would be, you know, like it or not, terrorists would target her. And they would target her to kill her. To strike a blow. And then, of course, it wouldn't be the terrorists' fault. It would be the guns' fault. But it's always going to be the guns' fault. So that's neither here nor there. These guys, I'm having a hard time distinguishing the Democrats from the Republican elites, who also seem to think that people who would vote for Trump are mentally deficient. I'm having a hard time figuring out which, how do I tell the difference between these two? I don't know if I can. So, That's what we have. That's all we have. And that's what we're going to get. So as we go forward, I guess we'll continue to hear more of this. And we'll hear more of this even if Trump wins, up until the moment that he's sworn in and things begin to change. Even where there's, especially with guns, you know, when the provision, when the assault weapon ban was getting ready to sunset, all of that year, in 2004, they were talking about how it was going to be bloody in the streets, and the gangs were going to buy them, and you know, the gangs are going to use them, and it was going to be just a war zone and all this other stuff. And of course, it didn't happen. Every time they propose constitutional carry, it's going to be blood in the streets, but then it doesn't happen. Every time they propose concealed carry, it's going to be blood in the streets, but then it doesn't happen. So, just like any other thing, they, you know, everything that the prognosticators think that Trump is going to do, I don't think is going to happen. The only consequence I'm looking for out of Trump is not to have Hillary Clinton appointing Supreme Court justices puts us a whole bunch of steps closer to going into a civil war. That's what it works out to be, okay? Because then she would try. There's going to be a case in front of the Supreme Court in the next year or so. After this election, they'll take it up, and then they're going to try to get rid of Heller. They're going to try to get rid of McDonald. They're going to try to gut the right, and that's what I'm looking to avoid. Because that means civil war if that's what happens. That's what that means at this juncture. Because they would not stop there. They're going to think it's a mandate. They'll go. They'll be going for it. When we get back, if you're carrying and you have to shoot something, do it to stop it. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor to the show, Primary Weapon System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed, it is time. Primary Weapon System, the Mod 2 is a superb rifle. Superb. And I have one. MK-116. I love it. Got to get it out there and video that, too. Got all kinds of cameras now. I finally got my primary camera back from getting it fixed. It was lost in the mail for 11 days. But that's all taken care of now. This coming Thursday, instead of Rob Russo from Alien Gear, I'm going to have Sam Huber, who is the writer that his blog posts are the ones that attracted me to Alien Gear to begin with. Just because I saw that blog and I was like, wow, this is a company that goes really deep. So coming from his desk, we get this, you know, and definitely something for our times, definitely something for our times. If you're ever in a situation, in that flash moment that you've reached that point of fight or flight, now you know that you're going to have to draw. If you have to take it that one step further, and if you have to shoot somebody, you need to really forget everything you've seen on television or in the movies, and you need to shoot to stop the threat. Whether that means a serious wound or a fatal one, don't worry about trying any sort of a trick shot to limbs or extremities. Center mass is going to be the way to go. For one, it's not going to work. For two, trying to use non-fatal fire to disable an attacker would actually get you into legal trouble. Why would a shot to an extremity not work? Well, you're going to miss it. You know, despite the fact that modern pistols and ammunition are capable of incredible accuracy and even a target the size of a hand, a foot, or the arm isn't a whole lot smaller and maybe even significantly bigger sometimes than the left side of the chest, which many people would aim for if they had to fire, it's still part of them that's moving. And that's one of the reasons behind the whole center mass thing, because center mass is relatively static compared to arms and legs. And since most defensive shootings occur at close range, wouldn't that mean a person was more likely to hit their target? Yes, if you have to draw a weapon, you need to want to hit your target. Now, in a close situation, though, extremities, that's just because you're, you know, that attempt to try to punch the extremities, that's not necessarily going to be a slam dunk even close. Because under stress, you're going to have a bunch of things that are going to happen, and your accuracy is going to decline. Study after study into officer-involved shootings revealed that when police, trained police, have to engage in a gunfight or otherwise open fire, their hit rate is very low. Now, I'm almost certain I'm going to do better than just about anybody in the New York Police Department, because they have a hit ratio of 34% during the period of 1996 to 2006. LAPD has a hit ratio of 27% in 2006. So, compared to LAPD, NYPD is more accurate than most of them in the nation. They were also, NYPD was also found in a RAND Corporation study with slightly different methodology. Hits to shots fired in that engagement of 18% in gunfights, according to Time Magazine. When firing without being fired upon, 30%. In other words, some of the most accurate professionals under stress land 2 shots in 10. And that's a problem. That's a problem for those in the, for those of us in the civilian world, because we have to hit with better accuracy. We have to hit with better accuracy. But here's a couple of facts. These are facts. In high stress situations, fine motor control will decline, vision constricts, and the most basic impulses, fight or flight, take over. Things are going to slow down. It's going to be quite the phenomenon. You're going to relive it over and over again. Tasks or actions that would be otherwise fairly easy become otherwise impossible. But ask a deer hunter whether they'd ever try to shoot a deer in the head as opposed to the chest cavity. Most of them are going to tell you no. They're never going to try that. The reason is that while a successful hit can drop their quarry, a hit that doesn't disable the central nervous system, and the deer's brain is easily missed because it's about the size of a small cup of coffee, is likely worthless. Shot to the chest cavity that doesn't hit the lung or hearts can still do fatal trauma. A round, when it enters the body, is creating a shockwave in front of it. And as it passes through, that shockwave collapses on itself, and you're getting all kinds of trauma out of that. Why, though, would hitting a less vital area be a liability rather than trying to do what one can, not to kill someone? Well, because if you use a gun, you're using deadly force. This is the same thing. Trying to shoot somebody to wound is the same thing as firing warning shots. You don't need to fire warning shots. You shouldn't be using a firearm unless the threat you face is grave. Almost all states have in their laws regarding self-defense that a person has to have reasonable belief that they or another party are going to die or suffer a crippling injury if they don't shoot. And if you didn't have to kill the intruder to end the encounter, a prosecuting attorney might say, then you weren't really in grave danger, were you? That's the thing. That's the whole thing about it. A non-fatal wound should not be enough to deter a person who means you deadly harm. Only a fatal or near-fatal injury would stop a threat. That's the point, stopping the threat. So if you have to shoot, then you should only shoot to stop the threat, which means aiming for vital areas. If your assailant lives, then great. But if not, you didn't have any choice. Or at least you had a reasonable belief that you didn't have any choice. Shooting to stop the threat is often the same rubric that police follow. So by doing the same thing, a person is following the same guidelines to protect themselves that the people who protect the whole community do, namely to try to stop this person from harming anyone when they obviously are intending to do so. If, okay, If you've never pulled a gun on somebody before, I have twice. Everything started to change in me. My physiology began to change when that happened. But it was a short-lived occurrence because as soon as I pulled the gun, they ran. Attack was over as soon as I pulled the gun, which was great. Now, the after effects of it and everything, just about the same as if I'd shot him. And that's fine. That's fine. When you get that big of an adrenaline dump going on, you're going to have certain physiological responses to that when that happens. But it is not like it is. It's not like it is in the movies. You don't shoot somebody. You know, you may shoot somebody once in a self-defense situation. They may go down. You may have to shoot them 8 times. So if you have to shoot someone, remember this, you're employing a deadly weapon. If you have a permit, you already have been slightly, introduced to the law as it sits. And you know that you shouldn't pull that unless you have a reasonable belief that you're either going to be killed or very badly hurt or somebody around you having likewise done. All of that is legal to do if you're anywhere where you can legally be. That's just the way it is. And if you have to go that route, then not taking it all the way means you open yourself for liability. Not worth your time. We're going to flip into the second hour. We're going to take a look at some things coming from across the pond and move on just because it's not worth our time. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.